We're going to be talking about when God listens to us, and that can be emotional. It might stir up feelings in you just hearing this idea of God listening to you. And some of us are in a season right now where we don't feel like God hears us at all. We feel like we are crying out and crying out and crying out, and it is falling on deaf ears. And so I want to take a moment before we jump into this morning just to pause. Can we pay attention to where each of us are with this idea of God listening? Are you coming in feeling listened to? Are you coming today feeling like God doesn't hear you? Are you just not talking to God? I'm going to pray again, and as I do, I want you to sit and recognize that some of us don't feel like God is listening to us, and that's okay. But also recognize that some of us do. And as we go through this sermon, if you're one of the people that's like, God's not listening, maybe take a time to remember when God did, or even it's okay if you just need to sit. There's no pressure to feel like God is hearing you in this moment right now. Will you pray with me? God, I recognize that we come into this space from both perspectives. One where some of us feel like you hear us, you are near to us, you draw close to us. And on the other side, some of us feel like you couldn't be farther away. That we are alone, that you actually don't hear our voice. So God, I just pray that you provide space. Allow me to provide space for both to be here, for everyone to be here. We just give you this time together. You know, I pray. Amen. So there's a kid's book. Really, I just think it should be a book for everybody, called The Rabbit Listened. In this book, we meet a little boy named Taylor. And Taylor, he's building this amazing castle. You guys have ever seen a kid or somebody start building like towers? It's not just like one tower, but like they've got the one tower, and then they've got a bridge, and then they've got a bigger tower. And so in this book, he's building this insanely cool like castle, fortress looking thing. And all of a sudden, it comes crashing down. And as everything comes crashing down, obviously Taylor is filled with so many emotions. And all of a sudden, he's greeted and met with all these different types of animals. And different animals keep coming in. One of them comes in and wants him to talk about it. And then I think a hyena comes in and wants him to laugh about it. And then an ostrich comes in and wants him to bury his head in the sand and forget about it. Then a snake comes in and wants him to ruin it, like go and ruin somebody else's. And so all these different animals come in and try to take Taylor along with them to all these different emotions that they are like, well, this is what you should do. Like, let's process it. Let's get it out. Let's figure out. Like, let's move on. Let's go forward. But every single time, Taylor doesn't want to do whatever animal comes into it. When the bear comes in and is like, let's roar about it, Taylor's like, I don't want to roar. So the bear leaves. And eventually, Taylor is left all alone, surrounded by blocks that came crashing down. When all of a sudden, this little bunny rabbit comes closer and closer and closer until all of a sudden, the little rabbit is just sitting right next to Taylor. Doesn't say anything, doesn't announce its presence, just sits. And then eventually, Taylor recognizes the rabbit and he holds the rabbit close and he asks the rabbit, please don't leave. And then over time, and obviously we don't know how long because it's a kid's book, so it's like the next page, we see Taylor start talking about it. We see Taylor roaring about it. We see Taylor wanting to forget everything, throw it all away, go ruin it for somebody else. He goes through all of the emotions that those animals so desperately wanted him to feel. And all the bunny does the whole time is he sits and he listens until Taylor's ready to dream again and build again. And the book ends with Taylor getting ready to place new blocks down. I think a lot of us are Taylor. I think especially in the seasons that we're in right now, we feel a lot like Taylor. We have this feeling that everything might have come crashing down and there's voices all around us. But there also might just be this bunny rabbit that draws closer and closer and closer. So this morning, we're going to talk about when God is like that bunny rabbit that listens. 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 4, Sarah just read it. It talks about God being our comfort, that he is the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. He comforts us in our troubles. But it's so that we can comfort those in their own. God as the Father, God as Jesus, God as the Holy Spirit are our comfort. They are that, they embody this idea of comfort. God comes to our side and he sits, and it's just like this bunny rabbit approaching. And you know, like, it's like I thought about hopping for you all, but then I decided nobody needs to see that. But that's what I like pictured in your head, all right? This like little, this quiet approach. It's not loud, it's not in your face. And when things don't go as planned, circumstances crash. Thank you, Isaiah, for the background music. It's really hard sometimes to feel that bunny rabbit, to know that God is close to us. But he is, and he comes, and he sits with us. And like we saw in this book, the rabbit was so intentional with what he did. He wasn't like all the other animals. The other animals, they had good intentions, right? They weren't trying to be mean to Taylor. They weren't saying things that maybe Taylor wasn't feeling. They came in with good intentions to try to help Taylor. But that's not what Taylor needed. See, Taylor just needed someone to be willing to stop and pause long enough to let him experience his own emotions. And I think in society today, we get a little scared of big emotions. And so we're constantly trying to bulldoze them. Like move people along, move ourselves along. Like, oh, big emotions are rising up inside of me. Okay, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to laugh about it. I'm going to roar about it. I'm going to let it all out. And we try with the best of intentions. But see, these emotions, what this book teaches kids and adults is that emotions aren't bad. And when they come, let them come. But we don't have to keep running and trying to make them come faster. And when they do come, there's this amazing God who sits with us and lets them. He comforts us. He does the exact same thing that the rabbit did for Taylor. He draws near to us with no expectations, no solutions. Now, I'm not saying that God doesn't talk to us. That's not what I'm saying, because he does. But I think he knows there are times when all we need is a listening ear, and then there are times when that we need to hear his voice and we need to hear from him. The beauty, though, is not so much the silence. The beauty is in the fact that we're not pushed forward. We're not rushed along. He comes in with this comfort that allows us to know that we are safe. You know, the rabbit waited for Taylor to give him a hug and ask him to stay. I think God does the same thing with us. He sits there and he waits. And he waits. And when we're ready and we can lean over and we can give him a hug and just say, please don't go. And he stays. He is the God of all comfort. There's a second part to these verses, and it's that so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. And so that's kind of for us, right? Because at times, God shows up in our life as a listening rabbit through other people. But the key for that to happen is we as people have to be willing to be the listening rabbit. I love to fix things. I love it. Like, you have a problem? Let me organize it for you. Let me create a spreadsheet. I will figure it out. But one of the things that God is teaching me so deeply in this season is that I have been the other animals for far too long. Coming in, pushing people along, telling them how to feel. When so many times, I just needed to be quiet. I needed to listen. I mean, James 1:9 tells us, right? It says in James 1:9, you should be quick to hear and slow to speak. I am terrible at that. I am a reactionary person. I am very, you can ask Jacob, I'm very quick to speak. I'm very slow to hear. But I'm learning in this season, and honestly, partly becoming a mom has taught me that I have to learn to be quick to listen and allow what I want or whatever solutions I've come up with to go away. Because even though I might have the solution, it's not my responsibility to fix it. It's not my responsibility to tell Joy where she should be with the Lord. We just recognized at the beginning of this sermon that there are some of us that don't feel like God hears you. As I speak and preach today, I'm not trying to fix it so that you feel like God hears you. That's not why I'm up here. I'm up here because there is this burning passion inside of us for us to hear each other. For us to be willing to let God use us as listening rabbits to one another and in our community. I love that book. I think every single person should own The Rabbit Listened. It is one of the best children's books out there. And when I read it, I immediately thought of how good God is that he draws near to us. How good it is that he comforts us. And the fact that he not just comforts us in his own way, but he comforts us with each other. Like, it is through the comfort that we receive from God that we are able to then go and comfort one another. And we get to show to each other that God is the God of all comfort. You might not feel God close. That's okay. I feel God close, so can I sit with you? Can I listen? We have to be willing to leave ourselves at the door and allow God to use us as rabbits that are willing to listen. I'm sure we can all relate to Taylor, right? We've all had plans, grandiose plans that come crashing down. Maybe we've actually, you know, I don't know about you guys, but my kids really like Magna tiles and they like building things. So I like building things, and Oliver really likes to break them apart. And there's a part in me that every time he crashes it down, that breaks inside a little bit, because I'm like, I just spent time doing that. Like, I built that. I wanted it to stay. And so that feeling of like, frustration, that rises a little bit. But I'm sure that we've all had moments in our life when plans or things have not gone to plan. Everything feels like it is crashing down. And we are like Taylor at the beginning of the book. We are left kind of just not knowing where to go, not knowing how to feel. And that can be devastating. That can be some of the hardest seasons of life, to have to sit in plans that didn't go the way they were supposed to have to sit in life changes. I can think of a couple of different times where plans didn't go the way I thought they would. And I was preparing for today, I thought back to those times and I realized how many different voices I had coming in and out during that time, telling me you should feel this way, you should think this, you should do this, this is the best way to do it. And I distinctly remember in college, there's a lot of things, but long story short, my senior year of college, the boy I thought I was going to marry, we broke up. And I distinctly remember having this moment. I was sitting in chapel and I felt so alone. There was people all around me, but I felt so alone. And one of my friends looked down and was like, "Kat, like we're worshiping, like stand up." And I was like, "No." And they're like, "What?" And I'm like, "I won't. I don't believe what is being sung right now. I am, like, I had thought this was the plan. Like, I trusted that God was in this, and then it all blew up, and I cannot do this right now because I'm mad." And for the first time, I let myself feel mad at God. And it didn't last long, but one of the things as I was reflecting back these past couple weeks was that God was right there, listening, allowing, making space for me to roar like a bear, not telling me to be somewhere else. And though every single person that came into that space, that came into those seasons, those different seasons, they had the best of intentions. The ones that I remember are the ones that sat with me as I cried. The ones that just didn't even say a word, but made space. And the other thing I noticed is that once all the voices were gone, once everyone kind of caught on that I didn't want advice anymore, they all went away. And I was left completely alone. And like Taylor, we don't often see God coming closer and closer. You see, Taylor didn't like turn around and watch the bunny rabbit come closer to him. No, Taylor was over here in his own feelings, completely alone, and this bunny rabbit just kept coming closer and closer and closer until it was touching him. And oftentimes, we don't see that bunny rabbit coming closer and closer and closer and closer because we've got all of these voices happening, and then all of a sudden we're alone and we're in our despair and we're in the heaviness of plans not going the way they're supposed to be, so we're distracted. And we've got all of these feelings inside of us and we don't know what to do with them. And then sometimes, not all the time, we sense the bunny. We sense God. And we ask him, please don't go. I have so much to say. I just need to say it in my own way, in my own time. Where is God in your life today? It's okay, like we said earlier, if you don't sense him. But the beauty is, I believe, that that doesn't mean that God's not there. I believe that bunny rabbit is jumping closer and closer to you. And God will be there to comfort you. God hears you. He hears our cries. He hears our worries. He hears our frustrations, our laments. But the beauty is, he also hears our joy, our celebration. Oftentimes, I think we draw so close to God when everything feels like it's falling apart, and then we also need to draw so close to God when we could celebrate. The rabbit didn't leave when Taylor was ready to rebuild. The rabbit stayed near. The rabbit stayed right there and celebrated as he was ready. God listens. God is near. How do you feel, or how do you sit in this idea that God listens to you? We said it a little bit earlier. What feeling comes up in you when you prayed, when you sat the beginning of the sermon and acknowledged, like, where do I feel God? Do I feel God? Do I feel like he's listening? Where were you in that? This idea that God listens to you, does it make you feel loved, uncomfortable? For me, it makes me feel a bunch of different things. Sometimes really loved, cared for, and sometimes super uncomfortable. One of the things that this prepping has made me realize is that I resist a lot. And so when God is near me, I resist him. I resist his presence because I will figure it out on my own. I have better solutions. But that's really not true. And one of the things that I've come to love is knowing that no matter how much I resist, God doesn't leave. That he comforts. He draws near. Like, how beautiful. How wonderful. We have a God that loves us enough to draw near to us. I think of Genevieve when I think of this, because Genevieve has big feelings. And one of the things that she has done since she was little, like probably 1.5, 2, is every time she gets hurt or has like a big emotion, she runs and hides. I don't know why. We don't know why. But she's always done it. She runs and hides. And for the first chunk of time that she did that, besides questioning every parenting decision I'd ever made, I would just try to, like, if a tower fell, like, hey, we can rebuild the tower, like, or if this happened, okay, we can fix this, and it would just not go well. And then there was a day where Naomi was at our house, And I watched her. Genevieve had fallen. And Naomi just went and sat. And she sat with Genevieve. And she didn't say anything. Eventually, Genevieve crawled up into Naomi's lap. And Naomi comforted her. In that moment, I was like, that's all my daughter needs. All she needs. When she's having big emotions, when she's run and hide, when she runs and hides, is for me to sit with wherever she's at and wait. And she comes and she crawls out, and I get to hold her. And usually she's talking. And God, that's how I picture God. That just like I am with Genevieve, he is with us. God gets down wherever we're hiding. And he sits. And he waits. Until we're ready to crawl, to talk, to roar, to rebuild. He is the God of all comfort. And out of that, my prayer is that we would be willing to sit with each other as well. To draw near, to listen. With no expectations or solutions. That as we experience God as the God of all comfort, may we take that so that others can experience God as the God of all comfort. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for how close you get to us. We thank you for the fact that though we might not feel you're listening to us, that's okay. And there is space. God, we thank you for your comfort and your goodness, for your faithfulness. And we just give you this time, the rest of today, God. Teach us to be rabbits that listen. And we pray. Amen.